Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have Thomas Friedman with us live in the green space. A lot to listen for every morning at 10. Mayor Bloomberg wants to change the way teachers are granted tenure. Did you hear this just before Thanksgiving? Granted tenure and laid off. He wants student test scores taken into account in tenure decisions and to end the seniority system for which teachers are laid off in hard times.
It is an aggressive policy, but our obligation is to take care of our kids. And we'll also begin creating our own comprehensive evaluation system that includes classroom reviews and student achievement data.
So we'll talk about that and more now as we continue to meet incoming newly elected members of City Council. This time, Peter Koo, now one of five Republicans, there used to be two, out of the 51 City Council members after the November election, just elected from John Liu's old district in Flushing. He owns a pharmacy chain and says he will donate his entire salary to local community groups. Councilman-elect Koo, thanks for coming on. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. I'm very happy to be on your show.
Congratulations on your election. And coming from your district, where John Liu has represented as a very liberal Democrat for the last 8 years, a Working Families Party nominee, in addition to the Democratic nominee for controller, you're a Republican. How do you get elected to the same district?
Well, I got elected by building a coalition between the Democrats, the Independents, and the Conservatives.
Coalition around what?
Around all the people here, the Democrats, the Independents, and the Conservative people.
I read that you're going to concentrate on four areas. This is in the Times today: protecting the elderly, improving education, providing relief for small businesses, and improving transportation infrastructure. Did they get it right?
Yes. Yeah.
So on education. What's your reaction to Mayor Bloomberg and the teacher personnel proposals there?
I haven't read in detail what the mayor's proposal, but my personal opinion is that education, they have to involve the parents. Now, in America, we haven't involved the parents as much as in Asia countries.
You're originally from Hong Kong, is that correct?
Yeah, I grew up in Hong Kong, yeah.
How would you compare the education system there to here? Could you?
In Hong Kong, it's much regimented. You had every month you have a test, and every year you had to pass a test to get promotion.
How about the teachers? Were they well paid?
The teachers are well paid, and it's really good. They improve a lot because they get the parents involved a lot now.
How were the teachers evaluated in Hong Kong? Do you know?
You're either by the school, by the test scores, and also by the parents, too.
So evaluated by the parents and by the principals and by the test scores the students. Do you think that the mayor is right when he says if they need teacher layoffs, they shouldn't just lay off based on seniority, the newest hired or the first laid off, that they should look at teacher quality as well? That would be very different from the way we currently do things in New York City.
Yeah, I think the teachers' quality is the number one issue, yeah.
So if you think that it's a parent's responsibility largely, are you saying that the parents of New York City in general aren't taking enough responsibility for their own children?
I wouldn't say that, but we would like to encourage parents to participate more. Like we have to encourage, I read in Philadelphia, in some of the cities, they have so-called parents' universities. To teach parents how to get involved with their kids in school.
Tell us a little bit about your family story. How did you come to New York?
I came to United States in 1971 as a student. My family was not rich. No, I mean, they only had 1 year expense for me. So as soon as I came, I had to work minimum wage jobs on campus to support my expenses. Yeah.
Where was that? Where'd you go to school?
I went to school in different states. I went to school in Hawaii, Texas, and finally I settled in New Mexico, Albuquerque.
Uh-huh. And then how did you wind up in New York?
And I finished my pharmacy degree and I get my license. I met my wife in New York. So she suggested me to move to New York because we have more friends here and her parents are here. So it's easier to take care of our kids in case we have kids. So I moved to New York and I work in the hospital.
And you own several pharmacies
and,
now?
Yeah, I worked in the hospital for 8 years, saved some money, and then I opened one pharmacy at first. And then later on, I get as time goes by, I get 5 pharmacy stores. Yeah.
Where are they?
All in Flushing.
Oh, they're Queens, all in Flushing?
Yeah. They're all in Flushing, Queens.
Uh-huh. Do they all go under the same name? Would people recognize?
Yeah, they're all under the same name, Starside Pharmacy, yeah.
Starside?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And does this give you a view on national health reform, I wonder?
Oh, of course, yeah. I deal with patients every day, yeah.
And so what do you think as you look at these House and Senate health reform bills from the perspective of a pharmacy owner?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as a national program right now, you know.
So you'd be against the kinds of things Congress is looking at?
Not against it, but we have to work out the details more. You know, it's not easy to have a national program. You know, we always, actually, most people, they have, if they're poor, they have Medicaid, and if they're old, they have Medicare. So it's just the middle class, and some people work for small firms, they don't have insurance.
Who's harder for you to deal with as a pharmacist? Who's harder for you to deal with, Medicare, Medicaid, or the private insurance companies?
No, they're all hard to deal with now because every year they cut reimbursements. So it's really hard for small and independent pharmacists to operate now.
What do you do when they cut reimbursements?
We try to lobby against it, but this year I don't know if we are successful or not.
My guest on WNYC, Peter Koo, who is the brand newly elected city councilman from Flushing, replacing John Liu, of course, was elected New York City controller. He'll be entering city council January 1st officially. Well, Mr. Koo owns a chain of pharmacies originally from Hong Kong, as you've been hearing. How do you see the recession expressing itself in your district?
The recession in the first doesn't hurt us that much, but now we're beginning to feel the effects now. The business has been slow in Flushing, especially in the service industry, like the barbershop, the beauty salons, and real estate. So we are feeling the effects now, yeah.
Is this something that you hope to deal with on city council?
I'll do my best to alleviate some of the problems in the small business segment, yeah.
What do you think government can do?
Government can do is less regulation. Less regulation and less tax.
So when you say relief for small businesses is one of your priority areas, you're talking about less city regulation and lower city business taxes?
Yeah, lower city taxes, lower the application fees for licenses, and encourage people to become small entrepreneurs, the education seminars and other things by the small business service. Yeah.
Do you also see the recession from the point of view of your pharmacy?
Yeah, our business has been down like 10-15% compared with before. Yeah.
And what is it that your customers aren't buying?
They are not buying the luxuries, the expensive things. The basic things people still buy, yeah.
I wonder if, as an incoming city councilman, you have a sense of what you think the state should do. The state is in a bigger crisis than the city right now. Here's Governor Patterson speaking on a statewide conference call with reporters Sunday afternoon about the deadlock in the state Senate on how to fill the current budget hole.
I feel that we have to start making the deficit reductions on our own, hoping that the legislature will join us.
Mr. Koo, have any opinion about the governor and the state Senate?
Well, the governor is right. We all have to sacrifice at least a little bit to help out to pay off the deficit.
Before you go, did I read correctly that you're going to take your entire $112,500 salary from city council and donate it to community groups in your district?
Yes, yeah.
Are you that rich?
I'm not rich, but I'm pretty well off. You know, I'm not rich, of course, like Mayor Bloomberg or Donald Trump. You know.
But you're comfortable enough to donate your city council salaries?
Yeah, I don't have expensive tastes. I live a really simple life in Flushing. You know.
Which community groups?
Yeah.
Which community groups need the money?
Which community groups?
Yes, sir.
Like the local small nonprofit groups in our district. They need like the senior centers or some local after-school programs or some programs in some churches. You know, they have after-school programs. Mainly small groups, because the big groups, they always can apply money from the city, from the state, from other agencies.
Last question. Is there a first bill that you hope to introduce in city council?
I haven't thought about that yet, because I have to look at what bills John Liu has been considering or in the process of passing it. Yeah. So I hope to introduce some bills in the first year of my office.
Peter?
In those areas, yeah, in elder care, education, small business, and transportation.
Peter Koo, city councilman-elect from Flushing, replacing John Liu in that district, who was elected New York City Comptroller. Mr. Koo, good luck in city council. We look forward to talking to you when you're in office, and thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, we'll talk to Mike Kelly from The Record. He has an article exposing that a right-wing talk show host in New Jersey turns out to be working for the FBI. Stay with us.